Message number 907. Mother of Salvation, you will be mocked for failing to recognize the new interpretation of Catholicism. Wednesday, September 11, 2013. My child, my heart is entwined with that of my beloved Son Jesus Christ at this time of great sorrow when the persecution of all of God's children is increasing. Every person in the world, particularly those without money, influence, or possessions, will suffer because of the greed of those who control many nations. My work to help my Son achieve the final part of his covenant to save humanity has begun to be seen in many ways. I will, by the power of God, guide all of those who are distraught with grief because of the suffering in their lives into the refuge of my Son's protection. Those who have to endure such poverty, such hunger, such anguish, such injustice, whatever it may be, will be comforted when you ask me to pray for you. Those of you who have to suffer because you bear witness to Jesus Christ, the Savior of humanity, will be given extra strength at this time when you ask me to help you. The greatest injustice within my Son's church will soon be witnessed, where both ordinary believers and sacred servants alike will be accused of disobedience against the teachings of Jesus Christ. You will be asked to take an oath, to be recited like the Apostles' Creed, to declare your allegiance to an altered form of worshiping God. By swearing through this oath not acknowledged in the Most Holy Bible, you will place your soul in great danger. The liturgy will be changed and new additions declared, while other parts recited for many years will no longer be made known. This wicked plan will be justified because they will take all the attributes associated with my Son and declare these to be the reason for such changes. This is why those of you who are loyal to my Son will find it deeply disturbing, and your souls will suffer greatly. And while you will continue to pay homage to my Son, you will be mocked for failing to recognize the new interpretation of Catholicism and Christianity. You must never lose courage during these trials, because you are dear children favored by God, and He will remain with you right up to the end. Never turn away from the truth. Never believe anything which did not come from God. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation.